Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ted Fisherman back on the show. Ted is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a writer, author, and a former member of the board of the Chicago Commodities Market up there. I always forget how to say that, but he's contributed his writing to a number of different publications and organizations. He's the author of one of my favorite books, China Inc., and then his follow-up to that is all about global demographics, Shock of Gray. He's our good friend Ted Fisherman. Welcome back.
So glad to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I told you folks he was a global traveler and thinker and business person, reporter. You just got back from the Far East, from Hong Kong and China. What did you learn? What did you find?
The environment in China is changing so much for American businesses. I think it's getting tougher. For the very first time, the big chambers of commerce that deal with both markets are complaining to American officials that China is getting quite closed. China has strategic plans that hopes for industrial dominance in just about all fields you can think of. This is a big, big shift.
I'm looking at a headline here in the Wall Street Journal. China cracks down on global spending is warning to big business. Is that part of what you're talking about?
That's the other direction, and that's an equally troubling trend. But we can move into that. The first part of the trend is that these areas where American and other global businesses were open, or you come in with some kind of technology or marketing or process and you set up an office in China, and as soon as the Chinese develop expertise in it, then it's harder to establish a business in that field anymore. And that's increasingly closing up. There's a lot of economic nationalism, whereas before the direction was always in opening the markets. And it used to be that American executives in China would say nothing bad about the Chinese government or about doing business in China. They would say it's so pro-business. They give us so many accommodations. They subsidize us. And that's just not happening anymore. In fact, all of the complaint now is about the Chinese government and asking for help from the American government.
Wow.
And, it's kind of funny to see.
What are you seeing out there? What are the implications? Let's talk about that. What in your mind are the implications of that? It almost sounds like there's a little desperation in the air in China.
It's both desperation and confidence. I think they're confident that they are getting competencies in core technologies that they've acquired over the last 30 years. And that this fast-follower strategy, which has been so successful in the rest of Asia, is being even more successful
in China. Explain fast-follower.
Fast-follower is when you don't need to be a technological leader, but you devote so much of your engineering and manufacturing strength to duplicating technology from the rest of the world.
Stealing.
So you can have a car that's, for a long time you might have a car that's 80% as good as the cars from Germany, Japan, or the United States, and then they get 85% as good, and then they're 90% as good. And then before you know it, as cars shift to automatic driving, as they shift to battery technology,
right,
and so on, then you have the economies of scale, you have the infrastructure from of engineers pouring out of your universities and so on to go from fast follower to technological equal, and then perhaps leader.
Mm-hmm.
And China feels confident that it can make that leap.
That's their business model, isn't it?
It is their business model. It's the business model of any economy that's come up.
Any emerging economy.
Yeah, we had that business model for 100 years ago.
But I stuck my sarcasm in the middle of your report there when I said they're stealing. I mean, some of the stuff maybe they're innovating, but most of it they're stealing, aren't they?
That's the huge fear. So I
don't think it's a fear. I think it's a reality. I think we know that.
Yeah, we absolutely know that. And, you know, businesses steal all over the world, Jim. What businesses
have in
other...
In America, you go to jail for
exactly.
What was the word you used?
Fast follower.
Fast follower. If you fast follow too well in America, you go to jail.
That's right. That's the difference, is whether the institutions and the company support the stealing or whether the institutions in the country.
So the bottom line, it sounds like, Ted, is folks, it's still the Wild Wild West in China. Go there at your with great do your homework and don't be undercapitalized if you go, and don't be surprised if they rip you off. We come back. Jack Ma had a great meeting a while back with President Trump about jobs in America, and I'm going to get to Ted to give us his thoughts on when are those going to show up. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.